Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Somebody, someone like you. forgive you. Now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
You
80s, 90s, and more for Chippewa Falls, 105.7 CFW. CFW and Civic Media are proud to sponsor the inaugural Barbecue Fest, Saturday, September 6th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Enjoy mouth-watering barbecue, live music, and a barn dance. Participate in the cornhole tournament and say hi to our very own Mike McKay as he helps judge the cooking competition. It'll be a great time. Get details online at NWSFA.com.
you cry no more.
'90s and more. 105.7.
Snowflakes, no one could ever stand.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley. Check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Now, Justice Susan Crawford was officially sworn in for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday following her victory in the April election. The state Supreme Court election was the most expensive in American history. It also garnered national attention as an Elon Musk-backed political action committee spent tens of millions of dollars in support of Justice Crawford's opponent, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Justice Crawford's victory secured a 4-3 liberal majority on the court, which could become a 5-2 majority next year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says it deactivated nearly 200,000 voter registrations last week. According to a press release, over 192,000 individuals had their voter registration deactivated after not voting in the past 4 years and not responding to a mailing from the agency regarding their registration status. Less than 10,000 of the voters who received the mailer responded to remain registered. The deactivation is part of a legally required maintenance process to ensure the integrity of the state's voter database. An Altoona man has officially been charged following sexual assault allegations in a high-speed chase last week. 38-year-old Roy Hoff Jr. appeared in court on Friday on charges of second-degree sexual assault, robbery with use of force, false imprisonment, taking a vehicle without consent, and attempting to flee an officer. The alleged incident occurred on Wednesday when authorities received the sexual assault report. Officials say they located Hoff in the victim's van before he fled, reaching speeds of over 80 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. Eau Claire First Responders are inviting area residents out for the local National Night Out event this week. The 31st iteration of the annual event will be held on Tuesday night from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Carson Park. The event is free to the public and will see local law enforcement authorities, fire department crews, and other first responders share safety demonstrations, show off emergency vehicles, and more with area residents. A full schedule of National Night Out events and a map of where in Carson Park they will be located is available online. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few clouds around in the overnight. Otherwise, light winds. And as we start off your Tuesday morning, temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Now, there will be a little bit of a haze to the sky in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, southeast winds, and lower 80s. It's 60 at our studios. CFW.
Pop a cap
80s, 90s, and more. Five seven CFW.
Too cool.
CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer. If you wanna make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. It's gonna feel real good. Some more.
Change.
Just a little.